Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone to a inauguration / MLK Day. We've got a lot to talk about. This is Chuck Bonneville and Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
All right, brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Yeah, what did Trump say? It's Liberation Day, right? A day where promises are being kept, promises made, or promises kept. Jacob, what happened to Giuliani over the weekend? I don't know. We'll get to that kind of stuff in a second. Want to talk about, obviously, Donald Trump sworn in. If you're just joining us and maybe you're doing the split screen scene, I can tell you it's kind of fun. It appears that Trump has just arrived at the Capital One arena, and it was kind of cute. You know, there was a desk there that they set up, obviously giving the impression he was going to start signing a bunch of executive orders. And a guy who clearly had some stage present, he was like stacking them on there, and he was very deliberately and taking his time arranging them. So everybody made sure they saw that. But let's just jump right in with the big moment. Thomas, if we could please play the sworn-in video.
To me, I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
And there you go. Who knew, huh? I mean, who knew? There were doubts. I was one of the doubters, too, that this day would ever come, that he would ever make it there. But he did, and was sworn in, and it's been a great day so far. He's indicated, and we'll get into all of these, too. He's going to sign some 200 executive orders, basically, as I said, you know, promises made, promises being kept on day one.
What did you think of his inaugural address, Julie?
I thought it was great. I thought he pulled no punches. I thought it was pretty funny that he's basically trashing, deservedly so, the Biden administration, and Joe and Kamala are sitting there, right? And in a way, it's like, you know, these guys are trained. They're professional politicians, right? So Joe called them a threat to democracy and Satan. They all seem to shake hands and get along. Trump is trashing the Biden administration. Biden, I think, maybe wasn't even paying attention. And then they all shake hands afterwards and go. It's kind of like the Democrats just say stuff like that, right? But Trump is getting to work. I mean, he kind of outlined what he was going to do.
And
he wanted me to go
through
some of that.
Okay. I disagree with you.
Chuck is muted. Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
When he gave his first inaugural, I thought it was a great one, even though it was wildly criticized. Because I think people doubted whether once he got into office, whether he'd just become the usual bland politician that the British so many times have with conservatives, but he came out swinging and therefore was a real boost to all his supporters.
You don't consider what he did today coming out swinging?
Yeah, I do consider it. So no one thought, doubts that he'll come through. It was time for a unity speech. And then...
What? We're going to reach the olive branch across unity with who? With the lying
unity
Democrats?
All Americans.
Oh, well.
They are human beings.
Oh, no. It's like, maybe, no, I mean, yeah. It was a unity speech. No, because you're wrong. And you need, it was a unity speech for all the people who voted for him and the people who didn't.
So I thought it was an ill-timed and ill-conceived speech because he had an opportunity, did the two or three times he talked afterward, 200 orders to kind of show that he was in fact filling out it all as one. At some point, the smash face has got to end, or we won't have a republic.
I disagree. The smash race must continue, or we won't have a republic. If we want to start being wishy-washy, milquetoast, oh, we love you, Democrats, and that's okay. There's more than one gender or more than two genders. If we want to start talking like that, we're still doomed. So
that's the trouble with Julie. You know, when it's, time gets tough, the tough get going. But there's the time, and this is the time to give a speech that was conciliatory, even though he wasn't planning to be conciliatory. And he could prove that with all of executive orders.
Well, that's okay. So we can agree to disagree with that. Let's walk through some of the executive orders, though, because it was interesting. He basically, and I can walk through them. He said, number one, he was going to declare a national emergency at the border, stop the illegal entry, deport criminal illegals. And they didn't waste any time on that. Like at noon, as soon as he was sworn in, there was this app that was used widely by the Biden administration to process where illegal aliens could submit for being at get entry, and it sort of led to the whole catch and release thing, right? And then boom, that just went away.
That one didn't catch, that was come on in and release.
It was that app just went away. Some 30,000 appointments gone. Now here's the thing: you see these pictures of the crying immigrants at the gate. Give me a break. That's like the crying people who lived at the apartment complexes in Aurora who are actually like paid activists, right? I mean, I just don't buy for 1 second.
Well, 90% of the immigrants are young males, and they always have for these pictures some middle-aged
female.
Hard out, but you just want to come make her
exactly
better.
So, but Donald, they started that like immediately. The other thing he was going to do, he said, is start the Remain in Mexico. He was going to send troops to the border to repel what he called the invasion. He was going to declare the cartels a terrorist organization and then start working to get rid of the illegal immigrant gangs like the Tren de Aragua. Some of that stuff, I think it is, you're like, well, what good does that do? But I think
it does.
Right. It gives him enough. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead and explain. I mean, I agree.
Manpower to control. You don't have enough border agents to do everything with the troops down there, even if they're only doing administrative tasks. It gives you enough people in combination with people like Texas will provide and other ones. I mean, I think they're going to just shut the border.
Right.
I mean, I think they really are.
Right. Well, exactly.
And so I don't think any of that was unexpected, but I think it's well received. The fact of making the gangs, the terrorist organizations, I think that could have enormous consequences, potentially.
Well, here's the thing with drug dealers, right? I mean, drug dealers are just, they're criminals. You make it difficult and painful for them someplace, they'll go someplace else, right? And I know the United States is a huge market, but that's one of the ways you stop it. It's like, if you're a drug cartel person and you know that if you get caught, nothing happens to you, released on bond and nothing happens. But if they're declared a terrorist organization, then they can go after them with all kinds of other laws or other kinds of harsher punishment.
They can go over
stick
the
them in Guantanamo Bay.
They can go over the border. That's what it means. That you could take action, whether it's bombs or missiles or even troops. You go over the border. And you're not going to stop the gangs as long as they control the border on the Mexican side. So I think all of that is expected and great. I think you really had to do that to try to get a hold of the border.
Right. But yeah, you have to stop them from coming in before you can start deporting. And then he says,
repatriating.
Yeah, he's going to repatriate the criminal illegal aliens. From Leo, it's like
more than that. He's got to repatriate any illegal alien he runs into, and there are plenty he can run into.
From Jim Jackson, it was a follower, get the hell out of the way speech. Leo, it's like a bank robber crying because he got caught. And then Charlene, oh, happy day. Some of the other executive orders, he said he was going to sign things to work on reversing rapid inflation and costs. And I think that he was talking about just some of the massive spending that's been going on.
Well, unfortunately, Biden has shoved every penny he can possibly get out there. And the question is, will he go after try to claw back some of the billions there? They push out the door.
Right. Another thing, declare a national energy emergency, the drill baby drill. There was a text from one of the Weld County representatives saying, we're happy to help. We've got all the oil and stuff here, too.
It should be interesting how much federal law can overcome state law.
Well, Colorado is still a blue state. Yeah. Interestingly, Jared Polis was one of the Democrat governors who decided to fly the flag full And he's there with the Governors Association. Jared Polis, who wants to be president himself, is no dummy. He realizes that Donald Trump like won the election by a landslide. So why alienate him even more, right? After their stupid immigration comments. Other things, he's gonna, excuse me, end the Green New Deal. He
What?
is
How is he going to end the Green New
gonna
Deal?
tell you. Because
Oh,
I was,
thanks.
he's going to revoke the number one, he's going to revoke Biden's EV mandates. You can buy whatever kind of car you want and save the auto industry. Biden, they were forcing him to make a certain number of EVs, which no one was buying, which was a mess.
And a lot of government ones, the buses,
Right.
military vehicles, everything else. I mean, that'll massively cut down the market.
One of the other things I understand Michael Schellenberger was tweeting about this, he's going to do is he's going to end the wind lease projects going on, where they're putting like the wind towers out in the ocean,
Right.
right, and in the
Kill
bays that
all
are
the fish, there's a
killing
bird.
everything, right? He's going to get rid of that. And I think one of the things he's going to do today is announced that he's going to pull out of the Paris Accord, the Paris Climate Accord. Now, apparently it takes a while to like actually pack everyone up and leave, but that was some of the other things
Well, that's
too.
that, you know, last time he didn't do that until late spring. He had his daughter arguing against it,
Right.
and he really agonized over that one. This time, boom,
Boom.
out of there.
He's going to also get rid of the or start the depart the DOGE, the government, the Department of Government Efficiency. Okay.
And Elon Musk was there looking very happy and very dapper. He's a very young looking
And then
person,
an
so.
executive order to stop all of the censorship. And basically, what that means is what the government was doing, as we all know under Biden, is while the government can't specifically censor you, what they can do is put pressure on all of the other companies, the Twitter, Facebook, things like that, we've been hearing a lot about.
Well, they have State Department, entire organizational groups, and everything
Thomas,
else.
I'll feel if we can, we have a little bit of the soundbite on that. Thomas, if we could, I'm a little bit out of order here. If we could please play the free speech soundbite.
After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America.
And that's it. Okay, from Charlene. Don't forget those who gave it all. Steve Bannon, Tita Peters, Giuliani, Eastman, Mike Lindell deserve special rewards, front lines when people were backing away. And then from Johnny Johnson, did you hear Colorado NPR crazy talk? And they had a rhino Republican on telling them they wanted to hear. And Jacob, we're going to get to the pardons. Biden pardoned Fauci, Cheney, and others. That doesn't stop state attorney generals like Paxton from going after
Well,
them.
it's also you have to remember the question of general pardons to people even though they're not been charged with the crime. Is that legal? That started when Lawrence Welsh decided to go after Caspar Weinberger, and just as George H.W. Bush was leaving office, he pardoned Caspar Weinberger for any crimes he might commit. Now everybody thought that was really valid because Welsh. It shows you can't have special prosecutors because
Right.
he had the greatest reputation you could imagine as a Republican prosecutor. And but once they fixate on somebody, they see their goal in life on destroying them. That's just the way human beings are.
Right.
But to say you can take huge groups, everybody
We
worked on
forget
January
that.
6th. I mean, I think you can never tell the courts these days, but it seems there are some limits. You can just go, okay, Colorado, no
Right.
crimes in Colorado.
Well, and I think, and let's say that for a second because
Okay.
we can get into that a little bit more. Here from Charlene, Musk said Trump saved Western civilization. And from Jim Jackson, Musk is willing to take a hit on Tesla for the company, a class act he is. Although, not to be cynical, but I think he's going to be making a lot of other, because Trump did mention that they would plant a flag on Mars. Some of the other things he said he was going to do, he talked about never again with lawfare. He does wasn't specific. We'll see specifically what he signs on
Well,
that.
we should talk about that one.
But hang on. Okay.
Because lawfare was used against him. Now, when do these things start? Often they start far back. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden would have gone ahead with his lawfare against Trump if it wasn't the fact that Trump was trying to hunt down Hunter. I think that's where it began. And he said, well, God, if he's going to do that, then screw him.
Well,
And so
I don't
then,
disagree. I mean, the lawfare against Trump came in the day he got into his office. Oh, you mean the current lawfare?
Yeah, the more
Oh.
current ones with all the cases and stuff. I agree. Lawfare
I mean,
began with James. with James Comey.
Right.
That
And
was
Barack
different.
Obama, you know, we did it all by the book.
By the book, yeah, right. And so what do you do? And my solution is that you appoint two special counsels, one to go after federal actors and one to go after state actors. And you haul in people like Judge Michonne's daughter,
Right.
and you come up with all kinds of crimes committed by all of these people, both federally and certainly January 9th and Liz Cheney and everyone else, saying, you know, we don't think her pardon was valid, and so we're going ahead. And even if it is, we think she did something yesterday. We think it's a law. Get it all and put it in a report, and then don't do anything about it. Then don't just say, you know, if
Yeah.
this ever happens again,
We'll see.
we have to come.
Yeah.
But it has, because really, there's no democracy. If you think you get out of office and every one of you is going to jail, you're not giving up office. You really aren't.
Well, and you know, again, it never ends, really, right? Already, a lawfare group has filed numerous lawsuits against the DOGE
Oh,
Act,
sure.
right? And there is a new, and it's the same people, an impeach Trump again movement has already started collecting money. So they never give up, but neither do we. Another one he talked about, he was going to quit the government policy of socially engineering everything into every aspect of public and private life. And he had this to say, Thomas, if we could please play the gender soundbite.
Policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
And what he said, it's so is what that's going to look like is on government forms and IDs, on inmate transfers, things like that. It's going to say male, female. You can't be a man and say I want to go to the other jail. Other things he talked about. Reinstating any service members with full back pay
Yeah,
who
that's
were
true.
ousted after COVID. He is going to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and Mount Denali is going to be named Mount McKinley.
That's
Now,
good.
it is. Yeah, you kind of laugh about that and you chuckle, but you're like, but Obama did it, right? Obama
Well, to
just
take it
changed.
back,
Yeah.
and same with all the forts, Fort Bragg and Fort Hood, change the names back.
Right, exactly. The other thing you said, that's what you said he was going to do. He was going to plant a flag on Mars, a nod to Elon Musk, and then also take back Panama.
Which is
But it's not clear. And again, it's not clear what all of these things mean. But there's
certainly
going
not that last one.
But he's going to be doing it in a series. And Jason Miller, who's a senior advisor, kind of explained because we saw at the beginning Donald Trump signing some 31 executive orders. Those all appeared to be
Plans.
appointments and things like that, just to keep government running. Because you saw the acting head of the FBI quit. Everybody's quitting, thank goodness. Thomas, so this is the out of order one. If we could go back to the EO signing, Jason Miller explained how it's going to work.
Well, number one, we're going to have a secure border once again. And there's actually going to be three different phases of EO signings. We saw a few that he did over at the Capitol. Actually, he's still at the Capitol right now. Then when he goes to Cap One Arena, that'll be part of the official program. I mean, who's ever had?
That's why the table's out there.
That's why the table's out. I mean, who's ever had an inauguration where they literally have the table set out? That'll be a part
In
of it.
front of 20,000 people.
And then at the White House, there'll be a third round of EOs that he's signing. But you think about remain in Mexico. You talk about ending catch and release. You talk about opening up some of the permitting. These are things that he can for drilling. These
Yes.
are things he can do right away on day one.
Yes.
And the other thing too, let's not forget, he already got a peace deal done
Oh,
before
yeah,
he was
right.
even
Yeah.
sworn in,
Unbelievable.
which is
In
nothing
Israel
short
to make sure the hostages came home.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting the way he's doing it because this is what's great about President Trump and the presidency, right? And his administration and his staff, they kind of get it. So you have the signing there, okay, that's boring. But then you got the Capital One Arena, right? That's cool. And again, it was just funny watching the guy arranging all of, he's giving a speech right now. Janine Pirro is talking.
She's
He's
apparently been
given
given
the
a job.
arranging the stuff and then back tonight at the Capitol, which makes it so that if you're like MSNBC or CNN and you want to cut away, you can't because he's going to keep doing all of these things. Now CNN's head is exploding already. They were covering Elon Musk who gave a speech at the Capitol at the arena, and he was trying to say, you know, my heart goes out to you, right? And they're like, oh, Nazi salute. They are at PBS, which needs to be defunded
Yes,
immediately,
yes.
is saying Elon Musk appeared to give a Nazi
To
salute.
all the Nazis out
It's
there.
not like they just never stop. You'd think they would have gotten the point, right?
No, that's who they are.
So from Charlene Pelosi, not pardon. We'll get to the pardons because it's interesting who we did and didn't pardon. But I want to talk about the fun stuff first.
That's fun.
That is kind of fun. This was kind of reaction from Scott. I mean, there's been reaction coming in and out all day, but from Scott Jennings, who is the, I guess, the conservative commentator on CNN. Yeah, if we could please play the Scott Jennings soundbite.
I thought this was an incredible speech, honestly, and truly watching Donald Trump indict these gangsters to their faces while they had to sit right in front of him in that intimate setting in the rotunda for Republicans was remarkable. They had to sit there and take it just minutes after Biden, who we're looking at here, pardoned his entire family. I mean, it was glorious. By the way, I love the rotunda setting. I thought it was regal. I thought it was awesome. And listening to him talk about how he's going to exercise his power today reminded me that he is absolutely ascendant. He is at the apex of his political power right now. And, you know, the promise of a new presidency is enormous. You get this power and you have influence, and the mandate is to change people's lives for the better and to restore American prestige. And he began to explain how he was going to do that immediately. The mandate's simple. It's economic relief. It's fix the immigration crisis, steer the country away from the cultural left, and restore American prestige. The speech hit several notes on that front. And I agree with Caitlin. Today, Republicans feel vindicated, and Trump is back to fix the country.
You know, it's amazing about Scott Jennings. I wonder, where did they get him and how did CNN end up with him? He's an aide to Mitch McConnell. So they thought, oh, God, this is no problem. He'll be perfect, you know. And then he turns the tables on him.
And he says the truth and he sees the truth. Yeah. You know, this is from Johnny. NPR got bent out of whack when he talked about the gender thing. From Jacob, Ramaswamy may leave Doge. I believe he is leaving. I think he is running for governor of Ohio. You know, and you, again, the corporate media, they put things, oh, it's like he and Elon aren't getting along. It's like, I don't know, maybe it's just, it could be busy running for governor. I think that Elon Musk, I don't think is running for any kind of political office. Ramaswamy, remember, ran for president. Yeah. So I think, you know, and J.D. Vance is probably the heir apparent.
Well, I've heard that Ramaswamy really wasn't that much into it. And so they're making a lot of appointments, making a lot of decisions, and he just wasn't simply there.
Right, because he wants to run for governor. So, I mean, I just think it's exciting, and it shows, it was, you know, I think he has come back to fix America. And the things he said, I mean, there's things that we've talked about on the show where this populist movement has risen up and people are like, you know, wait a minute, you know, there are two genders. Wait a minute. For instance, today, an illegal alien shot and killed a Border Patrol agent in Vermont earlier today, right? People are like, we don't need that, right? We need to fix our country. We need to get the economy back. I don't want to drive an EV. I want to drive whatever kind of vehicle I want to drive. And I think Scott Jennings is absolutely right. I applaud Trump for doing so much in the first day because he's probably never going to have so much political goodwill, right? I mean, what do you think about that?
I agree 100%. I mean, this is tremendous. This is what he needs to do, has done. What he also needs to do is pardon all of the January 6th people.
I got a feeling, I'm going to predict that may come. We're looking because we have the Fox TV on here. I have a feeling that might come at the Capitol Arena or sometime. Again, if you're Trump, so you have these boring ones, right? He's going to start signing some of these other ones. I mean, he's a showman, right? He knows how to produce a show and he knows how to keep you tuned in. You know, you don't tune off after the last few minutes. You stay tuned into the end. I know that Charlene had mentioned this too. There are people outside of various prisons where the January 6th people, I was reading some of the January 6th people. And again, sometimes it's hard to tell what is or isn't true, but some of the January 6th people were tweeting that they had been notified that they were being pardoned.
Really?
So, so I think that's a process that starts. My guess is that maybe started immediately, just kind of like the border app being closed down, that some of that paperwork was filed immediately.
Well, they're still indicting and at trial Friday for people. So you know, the Biden administration was not backing off in the least.
No. And they're not going to back off on the immigration stuff. I mean, you know, again, we had Mike Johnson saying he and all the housewives of Highland Hills are going to stand at the wall. while. The Denver Post had this ludicrous story about Denver public schools are training its teachers what to do in case ICE agents come to the school.
It's
like, what? Like, you're going to see, like, ICE agents raiding kindergartens? It's like,
why not?
The biggest thing is hopefully, I think, was it what somebody in the Trump administration said, hopefully, what they can do is help find these families, right? Find, if they go there, maybe they're trying to find all, what, the 300,000 missing children
right.
under the Biden administration. They don't need to worry about that.
Working in sex hotels. And
yeah. I mean, so I think in all, it was the Democrats are depressed. You were listening a little bit to MSNBC. They were playing it, well, not straight. I wouldn't say that.
Well,
but
they weren't as, I think they specifically decided not to, you know, just whine.
And not at least not till tomorrow. But CNN couldn't help themselves. Yeah, CNN couldn't help themselves. They had to go after the Elon Musk giving the Nazi salute, yeah. right? It's like, no, it was like that. He just raises his hand
waiting,
like that.
Huh?
Right there. When, from Johnny Johnson, when will Donald Trump put in his DOJ and get rid of Biden's smell? So the way I guess this works is the Senate is working today on trying to get some of these out of committee. The cabinet appointments.
They're trying to get out Marco Rubio, who, you know, who cares?
Right.
And maybe Ratcliffe for CIA. But no, they're going to slow it down.
The Democrats are slow walking everything.
You know, Trump has already designated, I think, three people, number two and number three. But they haven't had hearings and they're not scheduled to have hearings. Cash Patel is not scheduled for a hearing. So they're going to take their own sweet time about it. And then once you get in, we don't have the clip, and I forgot to mention this, but they have the clip of Merrick Garland walking out of the DOJ,
point.
And it was just a love fest. It was an absolute, and he had all these feminine moves, you know.
Merrick Garland, you had Lloyd Austin, all of
people. They weren't so enthusiastic.
No.
I have to admit, they did the same thing for Lloyd Austin and everything.
What they
good to see you. Where you been?
I think that what they need to do, and I'm serious about this, is they need to freeze frame all of those shots, yeah. identify every single person who was in the love fest with Merrick Garland and fire them or move them to outer Siberia or someplace like that.
They really don't have the ability to do that until they get their Schedule F in. Most of them are covered by Schedule F.
But what I mean, though, is Trump and his administration needs to identify those people because, and we'll do a whole, we need to talk about that in a whole separate show as he goes through. That's clear. You got that many people there. It's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be easy to get rid of the swamp. Draining the swamp is gonna take. But I think what's good though is these actions he's taking today, these are things he can do without having to ask permission. These are sort of and can they be undone? Absolutely, right? But in the meantime,
he got rid of birthright citizenship, which I think is the most important thing to do.
Right.
They keep on saying that's in the 14th Amendment. It's not. It comes from a footnote in one Supreme Court case about the 14th Amendment. But that's more important than anything where they have Chinese tourists coming in and been giving birth in the United States. It's just ridiculous. No country in the world allows, quote unquote, birthright citizenship.
Well, the thing that it does too, more like anything, right, is it stops people from coming here in the first place. I mean, you're hearing stories of about people self-deporting. Good. You're hearing people, and Tom Holman is already tweeting this, saying, hey, if you're trying to come to the United States and you like don't already have something on the books scheduled, and you're not doing it the legal way, then forget it. Don't even bother coming, right? We're not gonna let you in. And I think that's where the military is going to go and all of those things. It's like, is illegal immigration going to stop? No.
What they got to do is put in a national e-verify so they can't get jobs legally. And then they got to take steps like not allowing remittances to countries outside of the United States, unless you can prove you're a U.S.
Right.
citizen. All of that has to be applied so that people do want to voluntarily repatriate.
Well, and I've always thought too, I'm sorry, but one of the biggest things I think is if you impound every vehicle that somebody you catch driving who doesn't have a license or insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and I'm sorry if you're an American citizen and you don't have a license or insurance, so maybe you
go and try Nicaragua.
Yeah,
Nicaragua is a beautiful country.
If you make it difficult for people to be here, I mean, that's not even talk about eliminating all of the benefits that they get that American, maybe that's quit giving them plane rides, that's quit giving them free cell phones, free medical care, free everything.
Right.
You stop doing that, and then people, I mean, that solves a lot of your problem. And that's why the Biden administration was so corrupt in creating that. But now, speaking of the corrupt, we can talk a little bit about the pardons.
Sure.
So Joe Biden, this is a shock, not. Like literally in the last few
15 minutes,
and again, I don't think Joe
quarter
Biden,
12.
Yeah, quarter 12, signed a slew of pardons. He pardoned like his entire family from everything.
And their wives.
And their wives and their children and yet,
spouses,
no, and,
yeah.
Yet their dogs. No, not their dogs. He pardoned Fauci, Dr. Fauci, going back to 2014. So that should cover all the gain of research.
Gain of function funding.
He pardoned General Milley, and they already took his picture down, apparently. They had his picture up somewhere at the Pentagon.
Oh, really?
And they already took it down.
Good.
Yeah.
And hopefully they call him back to active service and downgraded to a second lieutenant.
And let's talk about what we can do. He pardoned Michael Byrd, who was a cop who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. He pardoned a slew of Capitol Police who didn't do anything. On the lawfare side, he pardoned Mary McCord.
Now, Mary McCord is huge. Mary McCord is one of their, and there are three of them, Sally Yates, Mary McCord, and Lisa Monaco, who really were the most vicious, I think, because of the gender. They figured, well, we can do whatever we want. Mary McCord had a podcast with Weinstein on the Trump trials, giving recommendations how they do better, what additional ones they could do. And she also signed the first FISA one. And so that was false. So, but he didn't pardon Lisa Monaco, who's now the deputy AG, second in charge. And the National Security Division, and the one that's really been cheerleading the the Trump trials. I didn't do Sally Yates. She's a long time ago. She's the one who used it.
Yeah, it's not clear how, because he pardoned, first he gives her a Medal of Freedom. Now he pardoned Liz Cheney and all the people in the January 6th committee who previously had said no one should be pardoned. The pardoning that, you know, they're criminals. They shouldn't be pardoned. So now all of a sudden they're being pardoned. And I think, you know, and there are like things coming out all day long so far about other people who have been pardoned. But I think it's it looks awful to a certain extent. It makes Biden look as corrupt as he is. Now, I don't think he had anything to do with it, maybe except for his family. But these are people who clearly they're rats and they're criminals and they're corrupt and they're giving themselves pardons. It's like, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, what do you need to be pardoned from? And it's so ironic to hear them say, oh, well, Trump may use the law to come after us. It's like, are you kidding me? Hopefully he does. But where would he have gotten that idea?
The key is likely many of the pardons are illegal. The pardon power is not unlimited. You just can't pick out. No Democrat can be. All Democrats are pardoned. I mean, that's what it kind of leads to. But what's the line? And so you go have these two special counsel, one federal, one state, and start bringing them in. Before grand juries, and they can't say, well, I got a pardon. Go, we're not asking you. They haven't charged you with anything.
Right.
But you have information. Start, making them.
And with the pardon, they can't take the Fifth, right? Well, I guess
always,
it depends how you want to do that.
Figure out some future acts that you might.
Right. Well, and I hope that they do. I mean, as you said, it's not clear. Like I said, whether you can pardon your entire, give a blanket pardon to your entire all Bidens, right? I mean, that's just kind of like, well, does that mean forever? I mean, that's just kind of weird. And same thing to Dr. Fauci going back to 2014. And again, it's not as I think it was Scott Paxton. Somebody was tweeting out, hey, Republican AGs and district attorneys, the federal pardon doesn't prevent you from state charges,
right?
And I think maybe take a look at, what Judge Michonne and Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis all did, and we can kind of go after some of these people that way. And I, I know there might be some people, probably not many Republicans, who say, well, you know, we don't want to focus on that. We have these other things to do. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can start working on fixing the country and moving ahead.
Well,
We just need to expose
you
this.
have to have a solution to this endless lawfare. Lawfare has to stop. And I think by at least in having a special counsel on them and probably not jailing any of them, but it can't be just nothing. Oh, well, good luck next time. We
Right.
almost got Donald, really close, and the assassin almost got him that you hired, but let's move on.
That's right. This is from Leo. If I change my name to James Biden, am I covered? That's
Yeah, it
right.
would be.
From Charlene, Biden doesn't know what he's signing. And then Johnny Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson made that clear that Biden didn't know what he was signing. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't for a second Biden knew this. I think that Mary McCord, who was the main engineer of lawfare, probably was orchestrating a lot of these. It's kind of funny. The Vindmans, remember, he was that snake that testified against Trump.
And
And
his twin brother was elected to Congress.
yeah.
Well.
And they were whining that no one even asked them about the pardon. So I don't know. Maybe that's Joe Biden. You shouldn't pick up his cell phone lately because all the people that he didn't pardon are going to be mad, right? They're calling him saying, how come you didn't pardon me? How come you didn't pardon me? But I suspect, I mean, Jim Jordan has been kind of indicating this too, that they're not just stopping. They're not saying, oh, well, I guess he pardoned them all. We can't do anything,
No.
right? And as you said, it'll be interesting to see what they can do.
Yeah, well, you can just say the pardons are not any good and, let a court go through, up to appeals. It takes several years and just bankrupt them like they bankrupted so many other
Yeah.
people, like Giuliani and
And Michael
all the
Flynn,
Michael Flynn.
Mike Lindell.
There's an, yeah, there's
Maybe he
a,
can get his cell phone back, you know?
yeah, John Eastman like to
Well,
get
look
his
what they
cell
did to
phone back.
Tina Peters,
Yeah.
right? And that's from Johnny Johnson. What if we got Congress to pass the laws and get these in place long after Trump leaves in 4 years? And then Charlene, if these people aren't jailed, will they continue? They will continue, or will they continue their work covertly? Fauci still has minions in the bureaucracy. Yeah, I got a feeling. In my sense is that probably Fauci isn't the problem. The problem here, and that's where Robert Kennedy Jr. is, I think, a hope, is the pharmaceutical industry, right? It's not so much maybe Fauci has minions there, but what you've got is the pharmaceutical company that has all of the members of Congress and other people in their pocket,
Sure,
right?
sure.
I mean, it's, you know, in a way, it's kind of
Well,
like,
indict the pharmaceutical industry.
well, I mean, well, they have the law that gives them immunity, right?
Well,
It's.
give them go after them on something they don't have immunity on.
I mean, I think that we do need to go after these people. And like you said, that's the only way it's going to stop. If you make it clear to them that you know, if you go after people, we will come back and go after you. I mean, that's what John Eastman even was saying,
Yeah,
right?
he very
On
adamantly,
our show.
very adamantly.
He was saying we need to do it because he said his problems don't go away,
No,
right?
he's still got a case in Fannie Willis's
Well, he's got a case
jurisdiction
in
and one in
jurisdictions all
Arizona.
over the people.
No, two, Arizona and.
From Charlene, I believe Fauci is one of many Marxist infiltrators. And then Jim Jackson, only guilty people need anticipatory pardons. Well, yeah, I mean, I think, and that's the thing, and that also makes it hard for the Democrats to turn around and criticize Trump for any pardon that he gives to the January 6th people, right? And I think he's made it clear he's not just going to give a blanket pardon, because I don't think you should pardon that Antifa guy, right? I mean, there are some
Well,
people.
okay, Ray Epps. Everybody but Ray Epps.
Well, no, that other guy who took out the video. All I mean is I don't blame Trump for, I think we'll get a
Well, I do.
Trump.
I really resented J.D. Vance's saying, well, if you were totally nonviolent, you get. I mean, the Capitol Hill police were budging you, sending
Well,
rubber bullets your way.
maybe he was talking about the
I think you ought to commute everybody's sentence other than Ray Epps and the other guy, and pardon everyone. Except the 174 that have been accused of violence against the beloved police, and do them on a case-by-case basis, because I would think 165 of them probably
We'll
deserve
see.
pardon.
And I've been watching Twitter. I haven't seen what he does anything. Oh, we've got Sherry on line one. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling in.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the pardons just for a second.
Sure.
Remember when Lindsey Graham was asking Brett Kavanaugh if you're an American citizen and you're in Afghanistan, do your constitutional rights, are they still protected as an American citizen? So, and they are. But if you are doing something against our country, they're not protected anymore. And then you have the military that can try people. So when you look at what Fauci did with the gain of function, selling it into China, if you look at everybody who ended up losing their livelihoods, their businesses, their lives, there, so much happened. And it wasn't just America. That was a worldwide thing.
Right, right.
When you look at his brother or Hunter, and you look at, they're taking money from other countries. Well, that's not, they are, what's the word, collaborating. They are, they're working with, against our country, with a foreign adversary. Yeah, so they really aren't entitled to the protections as American citizens when they're doing that.
That's an interesting way to look at it, Sherry. Yeah. I mean, you know, here's the thing, and I hope that Trump's Department of Justice, as you said, does have sort of a whole special wing to figure out ways to go after these people and to make it clear you're going to keep trying this and we're going to keep going after you. Yeah, I think, you know, it is, even here in Colorado, you look at the lives and the things, the people that were hurt.
How many businesses were
businesses, hurt? People
and
not.
And what was so awful about that is, you see some small shop next to a Target, and the Target would just be churning out the money, happy to have opened the
no,
small
that
shop.
All, and hopefully we'll get some answers on that as well. Look, you there, Sherry? Oh, you
no,
might have
no, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Anything else, or is that it?
I'm kind of coming in and out, so.
Okay. I'll let you go. Thank you for calling. What about that lady Burks that wrote in her book that she lied to Trump about the C-19? Biden didn't buy. Oh, that's right. She might be calling Biden saying, hello, if you pardon Fauci, why didn't you pardon me? And then Jim Jackson, a pardon for an unfair prosecution is different. Well, that's what's weird about these pardons, right? You can get him pardoning Biden, Hunter, because Hunter had actually been convicted of something in charge. But to pardon somebody when they haven't been charged or anything, that's just kind of weird. And from Charlene, Trump is going to have to do it through executive order. Thune and them just appointed the Cory Gardner to raise and distribute PAC funds for select senators.
Yeah.
And then she says Melania's hat is the talk of the town. Yeah, I mean, just in a sort of side note, you're right. I mean, J.D. Vance's wife, Melania Trump, looked beautiful and just classy and elegant. I don't know how Melania Trump stood in those heels for as long as
she's
been
in heels. I mean, they're enormous.
That's not easy.
Enormous.
That is not easy
it's
to do.
Huge stiletto killer heels. I mean, they're unbelievable.
From Johnny, Fauci has been doing what he does for a long time and get away with it. The scene, COVID-19 wasn't the first time he caused the death of others. Well, I mean, yeah, who knows what he's been involved in. And that's why it went back to 2014. So
I was a real star was Carrie Underwood.
Oh,
she came out there. The music that's supposed to accompany her, the orchestra, whatever, wasn't working. So she just sang a cappella. And it was just wonderful. It was just great. I mean,
well, and she was perfect the way she handled it, right?
Yeah.
She just said, they clearly came up and they're like, we're having some trouble. And she goes, well, I can just sing it. And then she said, everybody, hey, you guys know the words. Everybody sing along. And they did. No, that was beautiful. Well, and it is. It's kind of like what Trump says. That's what we do in America. It's like broken. Okay, you don't know how to fix it. We'll do this. So, you know, we're not going to let a little.
I don't know. I knew very little, know very little Carrie Underwood other than she won one of those America's Got Talent or.
No, it's like waiting all day for Sunday night.
Well, she's gotten that. But that, yeah. I mean, she actually had an incredibly normal upbringing in Oklahoma. She went to college. She got great grades. She was honors in high school and in college. She didn't think she was going to have a singing career. So she got jobs when she entered college, but she also entered a few things. And she got that America's Got Talent or wherever it was. And from there, she just went off.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, most people in show business do not leave happy lives or normal lives. I mean, they're egotistical, and the being in front of people does something to you. She actually is. I mean, she met some.
Seems like a very nice lady.
Athlete. She has two kids, at three miscarriages, but only one husband, which is hard to believe. And she's 41 now and God, you know, wow, normal person. That doesn't make them like
That's why she said she wasn't like a prima donna, right? And said, well, I cannot sing without
screaming,
this band.
where's the music?
That's kind of, you think you're going to have an orchestra? If it had been me, I'd be like, do I remember the words?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's like, what a class
And
act, what
everyone
a
would be up,
professional.
go to a lot of meetings where they just say, okay, Joe, lead us in the Pledge of
You don't
Allegiance.
even be like, Hail Mary, full of grace. Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. No, she did great there. She did a great job. And I think again, he had Snoop Dogg, and I forgot all these.
Snoop Dogg is everywhere. I never had anything against Snoop Dogg, but yeah, I can't.
Before, now he likes him. Everybody who hated Trump, now they like him. But typical CNN and ABC, they're fact checking Trump's speech, right? It's
Okay.
like anyone even cares anymore. You'd think they would have got the memo at CNN, but nope, they didn't. What did, after having to pay millions of dollars out to that guy
They
that they
didn't
defamed,
fact check
then
these
they
days.
showed they've lost $400 million. It's like, so no, what do? They go right to, oh, look at that. Elon Musk just gave a Nazi salute.
Again.
So again. Well, so what do you think? So he's hitting the ground running. The next few days, I think this kind of pace will continue, I think, for a while.
I think it will, I mean, it's got to continue as long as he can get the nominees in front of committees. He's got to, it can't just be 1 week of nominees and then they go back to the old slow pace. I mean, they've got to get nominees. I mean, he's got a point with
Yes.
4,000 people, of
Right.
which I forget how many are require Senate confirmation, but a lot of dippy positions require. We have a friend who's applying, and it's just kind of like, wow.
Well, and exactly. And I think, as you said, the Democrats have made it clear they'll slow walk, right? Anyone who thought that the Democrats and the media was going to be nice about this, again, the fact that they've already filed numerous lawsuits against DOGE. Now, think about, why would you want to file a lawsuit about government efficiency?
Because they
Why
don't
would you?
want government
Well, I know. I
efficiency.
mean,
It's
that
pretty obvious
speaks
that
for itself,
you're
right?
talking about there are about 2 million plus, 2.5 million federal employees. Every one of those, and maybe four, is a Democrat.
Yeah.
And so the more you can fire, the more better off you are. And so they don't want to get rid of anybody. They don't want efficiency.
No, they don't want efficiency. And that's why they're, and again, impeach Trump again. For what? He hasn't even done anything, right? He's been in office for half an hour. And it's like, impeach him again. Again, which shows what a joke it is. And they'll probably try, right? Now, and Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. It's interesting going back to the pardons, who he pardoned and didn't pardon. And I don't know if there was a legal basis for that. I don't know if that if you contributed to Mary McCord's, new car fund or something like that, you got a pardon. I'm not sure.
There's a pretty limited number of people who actually gave pardons too.
And well, and I don't know. There might have been perhaps a legal basis. Maybe you had to have testified. Who knows? Who knows?
No, wasn't that logical? They,
It's family. He just pardoned them,
yeah,
right?
just
So that was
and
kind of.
okay, all the January 6th people, we pardon you. If you killed somebody at the Capitol that day, we pardon you. And I mean,
Yes.
it was a really eclectic list, along with Mary McCord.
What I want to do is, so Trump posted, and this is cool, and I think this is Thomas, if I think I sent you a Biden pardon sound, but we won't bother playing that. But I want to play, this is cool. Trump posted this on his Truth Social, shortly after the inauguration. To me, this is powerful and it's moving. And Thomas, so if we could please play the Never Give Up soundbite.
One message to hold in your hearts today, it's this: never, ever give up.
FBI raid at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence.
Deadly force being authorized.
Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy.
Donald J. Trump has been indicted.
Jack Smith has again indicted former President Trump.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve. You said, take a look at what happened. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
250 million Americans are not garbage.
And it'll make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward.
I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
So just remember that. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. America is beginning a new chapter. Our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, most politicians' resumes are bullshit. They make them up, they exaggerate them. Like Vice President Waltz, you know, I was in China. Oh, I wasn't on. Oh, I was this. Oh, no, I wasn't. You know, they're just bullshit, or exaggerations, in some cases outright lies. Donald Trump, we've watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've watched it. We've seen it. We've watched it. We know in his case, it's absolutely true. For all his incredible number of faults, and he has unbelievable number of faults, it is absolutely true that he never gave up, and all he did was just fight, and it, well, they don't, because Democrats never do, but if you were a fair person, even if you don't like his policies, you don't like his braggadocio, you don't like a lot of things about him, he's an extraordinary person, and probably one of the most extraordinary, Andrew Jackson, maybe, and him were the two of the most extraordinary, very difficult people that have managed to fight their way through life and succeed.
All right. Hey, well, listen, that will wrap us up.
That'll wrap it up.
On this Liberation Day, on Wednesday, obviously tons more to cover. Also, we're going to have columnist John Conlon on. So that'll do it for us. Thank you to everybody out
there. Take care, everybody.
See you Wednesday.
MLK Day.